Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Lamed Ches. As we continue through Perek HaShochet, these two prakim at the beginning of the Masechta that are all about halachas of Chulin, as we head towards, march towards, 5 days from now when we start Elul Treifas. But we still have every day Perek HaShochet, and we will start with Lamed Zayin Mabeis, second to last line. Just one ha'ara on yesterday's daf that I didn't get to mention, and that is, at the end of the day, we spoke about Behema Misukenes, and how one is, Misukenes is kosher. The Gemara looked for different sources. How do we know that a Misukenes is kshera? And maybe we're choshesh that automatically we're not just choshesh that it died in the process. The Gemara said maybe Misukenes itself is asura, so we quoted a couple of sources, but we also quoted the Rambam and the Meiri on the daf, where the Rambam says, but one should be machmir. Even though me'ikar adin, it is mutter. If you have a choice, one shouldn't be involved in eating those items. I saw some of the achronim. I saw that in the Birka Yosef is quoted by a number of the achronim where he says that one should always, though, make sure, even if one is machmir in the case of misukenis, one should always keep in mind that one is being machmir as a chumra and not as a din. Because once one blurs the lines between the chumra and the din, that could lead to dire consequences. I'll give an example in a minute. But Birka Yosef says that whenever one is being machmir, one has to remember, it's machmir, it's a chumra, it's not that me'ikar hadin, I have to be machmir. That's how Rav Hirsch explains the chet of Chava. Hirsch says that the first person in history to make a siyag, to make a gzera, was Chava. It's wonderful. Hashem said not to eat from the tree, and she said, I'm not even going to touch from the tree. So if she would have told the Nachash that God told me not to eat from the tree, and I'm not even going to touch from the tree, then everything would have been fine. The problem was that she then blurred the lines between the siyag and the din. And she said, Hashem told me not to eat from the not to touch the tree. The second that she said that, the Nachash picked up on it and said, oh, I'm going to make you violate the siyag, which you think is the din. And once that is true, in Refersh's words, if you set up a fence to guard something and the fence is too high, so then once the fence falls down, then nothing is guarded anymore. And then even the plants inside are going to be trodden upon. So that is the Refersh about chumra, blurring the lines between chumra and din. We've discussed that in our chumra shir that we've given in the past. That's just one ha'ara on yesterday's daf. Okay, let us continue. Says the Gemara, second to last line, Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Ashkachtinu Shmuel Otamid de Rav. Shmuel found Rav students. Amar Lehu, my Amar Rav ben Misukenes. Tell me something that your Rebbe has said about Misukenes. Tell me something he must have given shiur on it at some point. So Amru Leh, Hafei Amar Rav. This is what, Halavai, we should be able to say something from our Rebbe about every topic in Shas. Halavai, no matter how close we are with our Rebbe, what does our Rebbe say about this and about that? Tell me a chiddush. But he said, tell me something that Rav said about Misukenes. So Amrulei, Hachi Amarav, this is what Rav said. Go, v'hitila rei v'kishkecha be'azna. Rav said, any of these three actions, goa, if it animal lets out a groan or a scream, Rashi says, soekes. Right, if an animal, I guess if it's a cow, it's a moo, goa, vihitila rei, or the animal, let's go, and goes to the bathroom, vikishkashab is nava, or wags its ear, hareze pirkus, that itself is pirkus. You know, the Mishnah only spoke about the yad or the regel, or maybe according to, maybe you need yad and regel, yad or regel, and the Rebbe Chachamim made it on the tail, but Rav said even these are also pirkus. A sound and going to the bathroom and kishkashaba azif, it wiggles its ear. Amar lahu, it's shrichale la abba la azuze oni. Abba, this is the Rashi's shot, we'll talk more about this in a second. Abba said that Shmuel called Rav Abba. That was his nickname for him. Is it true? Do I need Abba to tell me that shaking the ear is a sign of life? Do I need him to tell me that? The Pirchas says, Shani Omer. Shmuel says, I don't need him to tell me that because I know the rule. Shani Omer, kol she'eno dvarim shehamesa oseh. Anything that a dead animal does not do will be considered Pirchas. And again, remember, when an animal is healthy and you shaft an animal, you don't need any Pirchas. It's just a question of when the animal is Misukenes, it's about to die. It's what the Gemara called yesterday, kos. People tell me, shechta quickly. So in that type of case, you need a sign of vitality after or during, we'll get to exactly when today, but at a certain point in the Shechita, you need a Pirkus in order to reflect that it is still, that the Shechita killed it, and it didn't die earlier. So Shmuel says, anything, kol sheino dvarim, anything that a mesa does not do, umayninu, dvarim sha mesa osa, what are things that a dead animal does not do? Amar of Anan, lididi mifrashali minei demar Shmuel, right, Shmuel was explained to me as follows. Again, it's Mar Shmuel. My father likes to point out that Shmuel never got smicha. He was busy taking care of everybody's medical needs. He was one of the big Talmudic doctors. So he's not Rav Shmuel. It's Shmuel, just Mar Shmuel. So what Shmuel says is that this is, I heard explaining Shmuel's statement that if something that a dead animal does not do, Haisa yada kfufa upashtasa, darvish amesa osa, if one of the paws, one of the legs of the animal is bent, and it becomes stuck out, that's something that even a mesa would do. That's just a reaction, a movement, and it's not like a lizard's tail. Pshuta v'kfafa, but if it was straight and it became bent, dvarim she'en mesa osa, that's something that a mesa wouldn't do, and therefore, that is a good pirkus. Finishing up, and then we'll come back. So when Shmuel heard this from Rav, Shmuel's like, you know what? Some of these things, if it's something that a mesa doesn't do, I know the rules. I want to hear a chiddush. I want to hear a chiddush. But that was the end of the statement. But the Gemara just says, after Rav Anan explained Shmuel, my kamashlan, what's the chiddush of Rav Anan? To tell me that, oh, this is a davar shamisa osa reina osa. Tanina, that's in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said yesterday, behemadaka shapashta yad of aloech zira, a behemadaka, a smaller type of animal that stuck out its hand and did not retract. Dipsula, that is not called pirkus, just sticking the hand out. She'ena el hotzas nefesh. That's just the nefesh leaving, but that might be the nefesh left. No, 2 minutes ago, before. Ha-hech-zirik share, but if it brought it back in, it's kosher. So Rav Anan's statement that so davar she'ena mesa osa, it's exactly what the Mishnah says. So Gemara says, no. Imi masdisan, if we would have only learned it from our Mishnah, hava amina dafka de kaifa, upashta vahada kaifa. In our Mishnah, you know what I would have thought is a simon of chiyus, if it was bent, and then it became straight, and then it became bent. Both directions. Blah. But if it was just straight and then it became bent, maybe that wouldn't have been good enough. Kamash malan. That's the chiddush of Rav Anan, that even just bending it back, even if it wasn't bent out at the beginning, that's still an example of pirkus. Okay, stop there for a minute. So Rashi says that Shmuel called Rav Abba. Right, that's what Rashi says on the second line on top. L'Rav Havikar Shmuel Hachi Mishum Kavod. It was a name of Kavod. And that's why he called him Abba, not my father. The Chassam Sofer says here that you have to give this pshat. Well, Tosis is going to give another pshat in a second. But Chassam Sofer thinks you have to give this pshat because the Gemara later on in Kufiyat Aleph says Shmuel's father's name was Abba. And therefore to say that Rav's real name was Abba would not be allowed for then Shmuel to call Rav Abba, because it's like you're calling your good friend your father's name. Because the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says, it's quoted from the Gemara, but the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Kibud Av Eim, it's come up in the past, Yaradea Reish Mem Sifbe, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ezeo Mora, what is Mora, what is awe of my father? Not exactly fear, but Mora, awe. Lo Yamod Bim Komo Hamiyuchad Lo, Lamod Sham, Besodza Kenim Chadir, there's a special place my father stands. I shouldn't stand there. We don't really have that nowadays. We have a place where my father sits, but a place where my father stands. Oh, makom amiyuchad lo his palel, not to sit at his makom for davening. This is makom in shul that he stands in. V'lo yeshiv makom amiyuchad lo lahasi bebeso. V'lo soser as dvarav, not to contradict him. V'lo machria as dvarav bifanav. And not even to be machria. What does that mean? If there's a machlokas between my father and somebody else, you know, I'm going to come in and say, yo, yeah, my father's right pekoah. I'm going to be the machria, meaning turn the majority to my father. Well, my father needs me. Be machriyas dvarav. Afilu lomar nirin divrei Abba. No, it's not nirin divrei Abba. It's not for me to take my father's words and give my stamp of approval on it. And here's an important line for us. Velo yikra enu bishmo, lo b'chayev lo b'moso. Person never allowed to call their father by their name, right? Whether in their life or even after the father dies. Ela omer Abba Mari. Say Abba Mari. Right, that's a big shaila. If somebody's calling up their father for an aliyah, what do they say? Do they say Avi Mori with the name, or do they just say Avi Mori? So different people do different things. So, many poskim say that if you say Avi Mori before, and that is already a title of kavod, and therefore that is not a problem of calling one by their names. But the Shulchan Aruch continues. Ha Yashem Aviv Kishem Acherim. What if their father's name is like someone else's by others' name? Mishane Shmam. Let's say I have a good friend. Let's say I have a friend named Meir. That's my father's Hebrew name. So if I have a friend named Mayor, and my friend Mayor is over at my house, so am I allowed to call him Mayor? So the Shulchan Aruch says, am I allowed to call my friend Mayor? Right? So Mishane Shmam im hu shem shehu peli she'ein hakol regilin likros bo. If it's an unusual name, then you're not allowed to call your friend that. Because then people really might be choshes that you're calling your father by that name. If it's Mayor David, Mordechai, I don't know, many common names. Right, then it's okay. But if it's not such a common name, you gotta know what's common, what's not common. You know, as Zerubbabel. I don't know, well, if you have an uncommon name, so then the Shulchan Aruch says one is not allowed to do that. Aval shem shiragilin bo mutar likros achirim shel mutar likros achirim shel b'fanav. But if your father's not there, maybe there are a heter. But anyway, this is an important issue about calling if the father has an unusual name. Again, some of them are, you really got to ask a shaila. I don't know, Zvulun. Is that such a common name? It's not as common as a lot of the other shvatim, but there are Zvuluns. Right, so you have to know exactly what the if somebody has a good friend with their father's name. Pischei Tshuva here quotes Venerali the im acher. Oh, so that's why. By the way, the Sam Sofer says that's why it has to be that Rav's real name was Rav and his nickname was Abba. Because if his real name was Abba, you wouldn't have been able to call him that because that was his father's name. That's Chassam Sofer's Raya. But just before we get to Tosfos of Pshat, the Pischei Tshuva here says in Reish Mem, Nirali, the im acherim sha'olim mimenu ben miata. If somebody says, who's your father? Right, playing Jewish geography. Somebody says, who's your father? Are you allowed to say my father is blank? Because then you're calling your father by his name. Mutter lomer lahem ben Rebbe Ploniani. Yeah, Rebbe blank. My father is Dr. Blank. My father is my blank. Right? You're allowed to say that because that's they're asking you. And the Raya is, he quotes from the Marshal in Kiddushin. That's because of the Kiddushin. Why? Dehada harash hizkir rabo maharam bishmo. The Rush always quotes the Maharam. That's his Rebbe, Marami Rundberg. And he always quotes him. He calls him by his name. Moreno Rabbeinu Meir. Bishmo mibnei shahayelo shachachalem shayi rabosa. Hutzrach laskiro. Uba aviv. Lukuli alma asim. You can never just call your father. Aye. The tour always quotes Alef Harash. The tour quotes his father. He's calling him by his name. Rabbeinu Asher. He says, no, because Rush is Lashon Kavod. He's the head. It's not just Rabbeinu Asher as the abbreviations. Some abbreviations are Siyata Deshmaya, that they're more than the abbreviations of the name. Rashi, Rabban Shel Yisrael, Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher, but it's also the Rosh, he's the head. So that when the Torah quotes the Rosh, it's still Rosh Lekol Yisrael. So therefore, it is a title of covenant. Anyway, so that is the sort of the discussion of names. That's what Chassam Sofer says right here. If you look in the Aruch, though, in Tosfos, second line of Tosfos, the Aruch is just the opposite. The Aruch says that his real name was Abba, and he called him Rav. Unbelievable. Uba'aruch piri shekach shmo. V'harav ha'yu korinoso al shem chashivuso. Kimo de'bachol duchte havikari le Rebbe l'Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. Just like we call Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi Rebbe. That's what Rav. Rav was his name. Who would call his son Rav? Right, Abba. Okay, Abba is a name, but one of the Abba Shol, right? Rabbi Sion Abba Shol. So Abba is a name, but Rav, whose name is Rav? It's a title. So they used to call him Rav. That was his title. Ushmol Shoya Chaveroi Kar Bishmol. But Shmol was buddy buddy with him, so that's what he called him by his real name. Shmol called him Abba. That was his name. He says the only problem with this, he quotes at the end. Look at the end of Tosfos. Umihu al Rav Huna de Amar beperak Yom Kippurim kazal Abba the Mikdal Gavra Kasha. I have a problem with Rav Huna because in the last Amud in Maseches Yuma, Rav Huna called Rav Abba, and Rav Huna was his Talmud. So if it's really true that Abba was his real name and Rav was his nickname, how could Rav Huna call him that? What was that story? So we've quoted that story in Aseres Yimei Tshuva before. It's a great, all the Bali Musa are talking about this story. That's the last mamash, the last amud in Maseches Yuma. You know, we're within 2 months to Rosh Hashanah, so we can already get into the act here, and that is the last few lines of Pezayin and Aleph. Tosfos quotes it, so we'll just review this Gemara. You remember the Gemara? Somebody wronged Rav. Somebody wronged Rav. And it was Erev Yom Kippur, and the butcher who wronged Rav still did not come to ask Mechila from Rav. So Rav says, you know what, I'll make it easy for him. I'll go be mamsi myself to the butcher shop, and he'll be able to ask me Mechila. I'll give him the opportunity. And Rav was on his way there. Rav Huna sees him and says, where are you going? And he tells him, I'm going Amar le lefiyuse leplanya. I'm going to go make myself available. Amar, Rav Huna says, Azil Abba lemiktil nafsha. Abba's going to get somebody killed. That's the line Tosfos quotes here. Azal Abba looked to Abba. conversation between Rav Huna and Rav. Rav keeps going, and the butcher's standing there chopping meat. He lifts up his eyes. He sees Rav standing there. He says, Abba. He also calls him Abba. Amalei Abba at Zil Wesley Milsa Bahadach. What are you doing here? Get out of here. I have no interest in you. And what happens in the next second? We know the story. The knife, whatever, the blade becomes loose, and he gets killed. The butcher gets killed. That's it. So what? Rav Huna. So that's the story that Tosafot quotes, that he called him a Rav. But Rav Huna was a Navi. He knew that Rav was, knew what was going to happen. So the Bali Musar explained, no, the point is that it's worse. It's one thing if I don't ask forgiveness from somebody. But if that person makes himself available and I don't ask forgiveness, that's even worse. So the whole year, right, we don't ask Mechila from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't do Tshuva, Mela. But the Rekha Saras, he made Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down from the seven Rekhiyim, Tzirishu Hashem Behimatso. He's here, he's available. Maybe that's also in Yonah Dioma. We stand between two fast days right now. Tzirishu Hashem Behimatso. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us. So there it makes it much worse. That makes it much worse. We have to make sure that we take advantage. Anyway, that's the Gemara in Yuma, Pei Zion, that Tosafos quotes here at the end, that Gemara is a little difficult if you say, according to the Aruch, that Rav's real name was Abba and his nickname was Rav. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. Meisve, at the 12 lines down. So Meisve, so what did we just say? We quoted up above in the name of Rav that there were three examples of pirkus, not in the Mishnah. The goa, the sound the animal makes, and the going to the bathroom, hatalas rei, and wiggling the ear. So Meisve asked the Gemara from the Tosefta, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Haya Rabbi Meir Omer, goa b'shash shchita ein ze pirkus. Rabbi Meir says that goa, this making the sound, is not considered pirkus. Meaning even dead animals groan like that. Even animals that have recently died do that. Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Lezer, the name of Rabbi Yossi, says, Mishmo, in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Afilu itila rei v'kishkesha b'znava ein ze pirkus. Even atalas rei and wagging the tail is not pirkus. So kasha goa a goa. So we have one stira with goa and kasha rei a rei. So we have stiras in the Tanoa. We're going to say it's a machlokas. We'd rather not say it's a machlokas. So what is the, how do you answer the stira of goa and rei? So goa, goa lo kasha, hada avikola, hada amikola. Right, the choir leader is here, so it depends what kind of a voice, you know, is being sung. Avikola, a low groaning voice, or a more high pitched. Depends what type of kola, right? The bass or the melody of the harmony. Avikola, Rashi says, Shaya kola avava chazaka, strong voice. It's a thick voice. Devade asimiko achius. That's definitely a live kol. Amikola is weak. Barely hear it. So that's the difference. Different types of kolos. Rei a rei nami lokasha. The two reis are also no kasha. Kan bishoseses, kan b'masrezes. Depends whether it's shot out of the animal or it dripped out of the animal. If it's shot out of the animal, that it reflects strength, and if it dripped out of the animal, that reflects that could have been done even by a mesa, and therefore that would not be good pirkus. Okay, period. That's section one, finishing up the different types of pirkus. So now we get into when exactly is pirkus required for misukenis. Right, you need this movement, but when? Three shitas, whatever you say you're right, at least in the Gemara. Three shitas, beginning, middle, or end of the Maisa Shchita. First opinion, Amar Rav Chisda, Pirkus She'amru Besov Shchita. Okay, the statement that was said by the earlier generations was the end of the Shchita. My Besov Shchita. What exactly does that mean, Besov Shchita? So opinion number one is Rav Chisda, Be'emsa Shchita. Sov just means not at the beginning. These things cannot be done as you start cutting into the animal. Because any animal, you know, might react that way just physically. That's not a raya. It has to be at least in the middle of the Maisa Shchita. That's when these actions by the animal's body have to take place. La'afuke t'chila shchita delo. La'afuke t'chila shchita. Middle of the Shchita is good enough for these movements. Amar Rav Chisda, mina mina la. Ask Rav Chisda, says Rav Chisda, how do I know this? Titznan. Our Mishnah says, Behemadaka shepasha yajav loach zir psula. It says behemadaka that just stuck out its hand is not good enough. That's what the Mishnah says. So Amos, when do we say that sticking out the hand is not good enough? Ilema bisov shchita. What, you're going to tell me we're talking about the end of the shchita? At the end of the shchita, if the animal stuck out its hand is not good enough. Kol hecha techi v'teza, what, it should be alive forever? I mean, what do you want this animal to do? Of course that would be good enough. If the animal stuck out its arm, leg, whatever you call it, the front yad of the animal, if it's stuck it out after shchita, it's besov shchita, of course that's good enough. So the Mishnah cannot be talking about sov shchita when it says that if the animal is pashta yad, it's not good enough. So it must be be'emsa shchita, elalav be'emsa shchita. That is Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says talking about emsa shchita. Amale Rava. Rava says la'olam b'sov shchita. Rava says no, it's sov shchita. As we're going to get back to Rava on the bottom of the amud. But Rava says no, there's no raya. Here Rava starts knocking out the raya. There's no raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah Rabbi talking about sov shchita. But shiny Omer. But what do I say here? Kol sheina osa kein b'sov shchita. Anybody that, any animal that doesn't do this, besov shchita, biyadua she nishmitsa netula, nishmasa netula heimena kodum lachain. Any animal that doesn't do this, besov shchita, then you know that its neshama has left beforehand. Nishmasa netula heimena kodum lachain. You know if there's no pirkus, then at the end, right, there's gotta be some movement at the end. You know if the animal didn't do any of this, during sov shchita, so then its neshama was taken earlier. So, meaning Rava says you could work it out that even sov shchita, this act would not be good enough. What was the hava mean? What was the maskana? Here, what was the Rav Chisda tried to bring a raya and Rava says no, what is this pirkus? So I didn't see this anywhere, but it could be that, is this pirkus what we call in the, what they call in the world of the Achronim, siman or siba? Is it a reflection or is it a cause? Or you have this in various discussions. The beginning of Psachim, Rabbi Chanan discusses, Seisak HaChavim, three stars. Are three stars siman for night? If you see three stars, oh, that's a reflection, it's nighttime. Or siba. Or is that the cause of nighttime? L'may nafkamina, let's say there are different witnesses that come into shul, whether you can say Kriya Shema yet or not, and they each are made on one star. But we know there are different stars. One was in the north, one was in the south, one was in the east side of the horizon. So is that good enough? So if Al-Khanan says, you know from other areas of halacha, that if something is a siman, then maybe you could have separate, like Chesed Gimel Shanim, right? In Cheska Sabatim, you could have two Edim on each of the years. You don't have to have the same Edim. So, and that can be Mitztarif. Cheska Shalosh Shanim. Why? Because Lachor, that's a siman that he is the owner. That's not a right, that's not giving him ownership, that's a siman. So Rabbi Chanan says, if you say, Tesak Gimel Kochavim are simans, you could have different witnesses. But if you say it's the cause, so for example, Shtei Cyrus, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, if you have two witnesses on one hair of a katan or ktana, and two witnesses on another, so that's not gavus. Because they're each made on chasi davar. Right? So because the Cyrus are the siman, not the siman. So that's an afkamina, Rabbi Chanan says at the beginning of Psachim. See here too, when we talk about this pirkus, is pirkus a siman that the animal was alive during the shechita, or is it a siba that is causing the life? It's causing the life. So maybe that Rav Chisda who says, if you have this at the end of the shechita, of course the animal's alive. But of course, what? How long does the animal have to do these things for while it's dead? So he might say, because these pirkus is siba. And therefore, if you have that, of course, that's life. Mashenka, what does Rava say? Rava's language is siman language. What does he say? If an animal doesn't do this, b'sov shchita, b'yadua, it's known that the life has not been there anymore. You know that the shama was taken out earlier. So it could be that that's the question, machlokas, between Rava and Rav Chisda, whether these pirkus, I don't know how to say pirkus plural, pirkusus, is a siman or a siba. Just by the Derech Agav, this line sounds like the Rambam that we mentioned yesterday, even though it was a difficult Rambam, but the Rambam we mentioned yesterday that said that if pirkus is not done, what's the halacha? The Rambam said, vadai nevela. In a case of misukenes, if pirkus is not done, vadai nevela, which we said vadai, should at least be it's a suffix. You don't know. You don't know. If Pirkus is done, you know it was Vaday alive. If Pirkus was not done, you know it's Vaday was dead? How do you know Vaday? Suffolk. That was the Nosa Kalim pointed that out. The Rambam says that, and Rashi sounded like the first Rashi on the Mishnah yesterday. Rashi also said that. If there's no Pirkus, Kimul Rabbana. But here's the line of the Gemara that the Rambam probably got it from. It's a big chiddush, but here's the line. Biyadua shenishmasa netula heimena kodum lachen. It's known that the neshama was taken out earlier. Okay. Either way, that was all Rav Chisda with Rava's rejection, but Rav Chisda is the first opinion that this pirkus that's being discussed in the Mishnah has to be be'emsa shchita. Is this connected to Yeshon L'Shchita Mischila Vatsof or Ein L'Shchita El Basof? I don't think so, because that's a halachic rule of what part of the Shechita is, how do you look at Shechita? Do you look at it as an incremental process, or do you look at it as the end of the process? Pirkus more sounds like a mitzius. Do you know if the animal, meaning, would you say, if you say ein l'shechita elo basof, would you say that the pirkus has to be done at the end? That's what you're asking. If you say, if you recognize incremental times, I see how you can connect it, but I don't think it's mukhrach, because I think one is a mitzius and one is a halacha. Right, the first one that you brought up is a mitzias, it's a halacha. Well, here, meaning even if you say einu shechita ela basof, halachically, you might say pirkus in the middle is good enough, because that's how the animal was alive till then. Was the animal alive till now? And when do you halachically recognize that the process of shechita has been finished? But you're right, interesting to think about whether you could connect those. The Gemara does not connect them, but interesting to think about whether you could connect them. Okay, number one. Number two, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, second opinion. Pirkus she'amru betchila shechita. The pirkus that is allowed is betchila shechita. Betchila shechita. Amru Rav Nachman, what does betchila shechita mean? We'll see soon. Betchila shechita. Amru Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak min amin Allah. So again, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak asks, how do I know this? What's my right? Betchila shechita is good enough. Ditnan, because the Mishnah says, let's try to prove this whole thing, and then we'll talk about it. We're going all the way to the second to last line. Ditnan. Amru Rav Shimon. The Mishnah said, yesterday's Mishnah, Hashochet balayla ulamachar matzak salam alayim dam. This somebody shechs at night. And the next day they found the walls full of blood. So we mentioned what Rashi said yesterday about this, but let's leave that for a minute. But, and the next day you find the walls full of blood, ksheira, that is kasher shezinka. Because if the walls are full of blood, you know the blood shot out, and you know the zinuk is also a simin of chius, and therefore it's good enough. Ukamidas or balazar. Like Rabbi Lazar held that Zinuk is good enough. The Omar Shmuel, coastly, based on Shechita Sheninu. And Shmuel explained the walls here. It doesn't mean the walls of the room. It means the walls of the base, the sides of the base Shechita. If you see that they're full of blood, we mentioned yesterday, even on the outside. On the inside and on the outside, that's a simon that there was Zinuk. That's what Shmuel said. So, I amrit bishlama betchila shechita shapir. If you say that you need the signs of zinuk pirkus at the beginning of the shechita, so then fine, this works out that you check the kosli beis shechita. Ela I amrit besov shechita. But if you say that you dafka need a besov shechita, if you say you need betchila shechita, then any time is during. If tchila shechita is good enough, then any time is even tchila shechita. But if you say you need a besov shechita, then how can you go the next morning and check where the blood is? Maybe you had the zinuk, but you had a tchila shechita. And the fact that the Mishnah is not worried about that must mean that zinuk at any time during the shechita is good enough, even b'tchila shechita. Says the Gemara, v'dilma shani zinuk to adif. Where it says, maybe not. Maybe pirkus, the movements are needed at the end of the shechita. It's just that zinuk is a better barometer of life. And therefore, zinuk would even be allowed for the beginning of the shechita process. But the pirkus would be required at the end. So the Gemara says, no, mi adif. Could you suggest that? Look at the language of the Mishnah. You get the sense that zinuk is not better. The Atznan, Rabbi Lazar Omer, daya im zinka. Rabbi Lazar says in the next line, no, it's good enough if zinuk is done. Sounds like zinuk is a lower level. A lower level, right? Rav Lazar says that right after the Rabbanan. The Chachamim said it has to do pirkus, yad or regel or tail. And then he says, daya im zinka. Where's the lashon? Oh, I'm sorry, the second line of the Mishnah. Right? The Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, yad en regel, Rav Lazar says, daya im zinka. So it sounds like this is good enough. So Gemara says, no, kal midrabba gamliel, v'adam midrabbanan. Zinuk could be better than any one of the pirkuses. Rabbi Kalazar is commenting on the Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel and the Tadakamu, who says you need both, yad and regel. So you're right, zinuk might not be as good as yad and regel, but it could be better than any singular one. So therefore, again, there is no raya. Zinuk might be allowed at the beginning of the process, while pirkus might be required at the end of the process. Stop there for a minute. The Gemara, before you trying to prove this, the Gemara quoted Shmuel. Shmuel, that said that walls in the Mishnah means coastly beis ha-shechita. Did we need that line to understand the Gemara? How did that help us? What was the Gemara's raya? If you say that sof shechita is good, that you need sof shechita, not tchila shechita, then what would checking in the morning help you? If you check in the morning, you have no idea when during the Shechita this occurred. So it has to be Tchila Shechita. Why do we have to quote Shmuel? That maybe it meant the walls. You check the walls of the room. So the Rashba says in one day, in Achinami. You don't have to, the Gemara quoted Shmuel because once we're quoting this line of the Mishnah, we quoted this line just for clarification, but not that you needed that. But Rashi says otherwise. Rashi says no. Rashi says specifically, is the raya is only because the koslim mean koslim beis hashchita. Look at Rashi, it's the last few skinny lines in Rashi. About eighth to last skinny line in Rashi. The iyavi koslim mamish. If it meant actual walls, lamachar hayinu yicholim lahavin. Actual walls, you could tell when the zinuk took place. Why? You see where, how high up on the walls it was. On the walls. If it squirted out at the beginning of the shchita, yimsa hazinuk lamala bekosel. You'll find it very high up on the wall. Demachlas koach v'chayas, chiyas, shahaya, adayim bebehema, zinkalim irachal, going far away. And the middle of the shchita would be in the middle. You'd be able to tell, because you know exactly where you were standing in the room. You'd be able to tell how high up on the wall it was. So that it wouldn't be a raya. If it was actual wall. That's why, says Rashi, the Gemara has to quote that walls mean kosli beis hashchita, because only there, only with that, it is the raya. Okay, so that is all number two. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Just finishing up that number two. We'll go back to the Gemara where we are. Amar Avina, Amar Li, Sama Bar Chilkoi. Sama Bar Chilkoi told me as follows. Akshiba Avua de Bar Abubram. The father of Bar Abubram asked me. The Amri law, or some say, Achua to Bar Abubram. The brother of Bar Abubram asked me. Go back to the first one. Exactly, the names again. So Avua to Bar Abubram. Who's the father of Bar Abubram, Lachora? That's Abubram. The father of the son of Abubram is Abubram. As far as the Gemara say that. Why didn't it just say Abubram? So Rashi says, because the father wasn't famous. The son was famous. That's why he got known by the Bar Abubram. Right, that's what Rashi says right here, third to last line. Zeu Abubram Atzmo, umakir na yuasa ben velo sa'av. Vayikorin also al shem beno, sha'asu es beno simin lo. Okay, that's what they used to, call him. But in, I saw the Margolis Hashas, he quotes Reuben Margolis, who says, it could be that sometimes we have Bar as part of a name. Bar is Ben Sion. Right, Bar Kamsa, this time of year. Right, Bar Kamsa Ben Sion. See, he says maybe that's what Bar Abubram. You don't have to come up with the Chiddush, the father, the famous. Right, Bar Abubram. That was his name. Okay. Anyway, so what did he say? Umi derabanan mi adif. So again, we're still trying to figure out whether Zinuk is better or not. From the Rabbanan, we said, what did we just say so far? That Zinuk might be better than any one item, Pirkos, but not both. Is it really? Be adif vatsnan, but we learned in the Mishnah later on in the Mishnah. V'chachamim omrim atu tefarkes obiyat oberegel. The Chacham say no, either or yad or regel. So Rabbanan ahai, who are the Rabbanan commenting on? Keep in mind the structure of the Mishnah. First Rashbag, you need yad and regel. Then Rabbi Lazar, it's enough zinuk, and then the Chachamim yad or regel or tail. So who are the Rabbanan commenting on? The first opinion or the second opinion? Ahai, who are they going on? Ahai, Kaimu, who are they going on? Ilema, Adi Rebbe Gamliel, are they going on? Rebbe Gamliel, are they commenting on that sheet? Kivan Shepirkus Amibayle. It should be once, you don't need both. Kivan, once it does Pirkus. They should have used that Lashon. If they're trying to be Mako as compared to the first opinion, they should have just used the Lashon of Kivan, not Ad. Elapshita ad Rabbi Lazar, but it must be going on Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar, who said Zinuk is enough, and they say, no, you need Pirkus. V'i adif my ad. And if you're saying Zinuk is better, they wouldn't have used the Lashon of ad. So therefore, we knock out the Raya, and again say Zinuk is not better. If Zinuk is not better, so then, so it is a Raya. If Zinuk is not better, then it's just like the other Pirkuses. And if you have a Raya, that Zinuk has to be, you could check the next day and trust when the Zinuk was, so then even Tchila Shchita should be good enough. Okay, that's all number two. Number three. Oh, just one har before that. If you think about it, why should Pirkus B'Tchila Shchita be good enough? Daniel's not dead yet. Okay, so we proved it from the Mishnah, linguistically. But misvara, that's a huge chiddush. Because the animal does something at the beginning of the shechita process, that's good enough to say that the shechita is what, it didn't die in the process? Why is that good enough? So in the Shiri HaRav, the Rav Soloveitchik talks about this, page Kuf Beis, and he says, he quotes from Rav Moshe Feinstein. He quotes Rabbi Konigsberg, who put this together, quotes from Rav Schechter, quotes from Rav Moshe, who asked this kasha. But how is it possible that Tchila Shchita is good enough for a simin that the animal had chias? So he says, you have to say, he gives a mashal, he compares it to Asifa by Dagim. Right? Even if the animal, sometimes a fish is dead, even if a fish is dead already, there's a concept that we had earlier, that asifa, just gathering, fish don't eat shechita, asifa is like their shechita. But that asifa sometimes is done after they're dead. Is that good enough? So the answer is yes. As long as it's in a larger scheme, one, it could be linked, even if the animal might be dead already, if the mice asif is done at it, it's okay. Maybe that's what this shita assumes. As long as a mice shita is done on this animal, even if the animal died, is as long as it's alive at the beginning, even if it dies at the end, a mice of chatichas beisimanim, that's what's needed. And the mice and the shita is still the matir of this animal. And even if it died in the middle, that doesn't ruin it. Aval in Pirkas Abema, he says, "B'zeh nechlugu amarayim mi be'inan shchita ha'horeges u'mekatzeres chayei habehema." Do you need the shchita itself to kill the animal? Then you would need it all the way till the end. Odil masagi b'shchita shel chaticha simanim bebehema chaya. Do you need the cutting of the two simanim by a live animal, even if it dies not dafka from the shchita? That's the machlokah. You have to give it some hesber. That's quoted here on page Kuf Beis, saying that even tchila shchita is good enough. Okay, that's in terms of the svara. Okay, third. Rava Amar, second to last line. Pirkei she'amru b'sof shchita. Right, we already had middle and we had beginning. Now we have end. Rava says, sof shchita. You need this pirkei at the end of the shchita. Amar, what does the end of the shchita mean? So pashtus, it means at the end of the simanim. As you shecht rov simanim. Mina amar rabbi mina amin. How do I know that? Titanya. I know it from as follows. Shor okesef pralikilayim. So we're talking about the pasuk and pashas emar. Shor okesef is talking about karbanas. Shor okesef ki valeid. The pasuk, the pashas of the pasuk is about mechusar zman. But we darsh in every phrase. Shor okesef pralikilayim. The O excludes kilayim. Kilayim cannot be used as a karban. If you have kilayim. O eiz pralinidme. Eiz excludes nidme. We'll see the Rambam Bez Hashem soon. Nidme means an animal that was born that does not look like its parent. It's some type of mutation. It's not kilayim. It came from two of the same species, but it just looks mutated. It's two horses that had a donkey. Two camels that had some other animal. It looks different. Ki, so that can't be used. Ki yivaleid pratli yotzei dofen. Ki yivaleid excludes, you cannot use a carbon cesarean. Cesarean section cannot be used as a carbon if it did not come out derech rechem. Shivas yamim pralam mechusar zman. Shivas yamim means you're not allowed to bring an animal before day 8. Miyom hashmini vahala. Can't bring it out before day 8. The Rabbeinu Bachai in Sefer Bereishis says, by a bris milah also, we're mechusar zman. We're like a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the Akedah. And we're mechusar zman before day 8. Just like the animal. Miyom hashmini vahala. Tachas imo pratli yasom. Here we go. Takas imo, excluding, you can't bring an orphan animal as a carbon. What does that mean? What does an orphan animal bring? Pratli yasom. So, ha yasom hechidami. What is that? What is the case of yasom that is excluded? So, ilema, tila dite ime, vahadar mesa. Is it that the mother had the baby, and then the mother died after that, before day 7? Well, that's the issue. That's called an orphan. Well, la'olam techi v'tezol, the mother has to live forever? You're only allowed to bring a carbon if the mother's alive? So, Ella, what must be the case that the Pasuk is referring to? Demesa v'hada yaldise. The animal died before the baby was born. But if that's true, that means we extricated the baby from the dead mother. Michi v'ali nafkas. That's already excluded. That's the Yosei Dofen. So, Ella pshita, what must it mean? Zepirish lamisa v'zepirish l'chayim. It must be exact same moment. Exact same moment. As the baby is born, the mother dies. Right? That's the Zepirish lamisa v'zepirish l'chayim. We'll come back to that one. Let's first finish the raya. So, what does that have to do with us? Let's see. E amid bishlama be'inin chiyusa b'sof leida. If we understand that you need for us to not, for it to be not considered a yasam, for it to be a kosher animal to bring as a karban, you need chiyus b'sof leida. You need chiyus at the after the baby is born, you need the mother to be alive for a second. Haino desa kralamute. So that's why you need the pasuk to exclude. If it's at the exact same moment, it's not good enough. But if you say at the exact same moment is good enough, then what's the pasuk excluding? Lamali michi yivali nafka. Meaning the case that's possible is if the mother dies a second before, but you already know that. So the fact that you need a pasuk to exclude something must mean that the chiyus that you need is after. And if you need the chiyus afterwards, it's excluding if the mother dies at the exact same moment. So the Rishonim explained, so we're taking this over to a Maisa Shechita also. You need chiyus afterwards at the end in order for it to be considered a live animal. And that's why, that's his Rav's Raya, that Sof Shechita is what is, Sof Shechita is what is required. Period. 2 points. Number one, Tosva says, is there a raya from here to the Shas Sugya of Efshar Letzamtzim or E-Efshar Letzamtzim? This came up, I think, one time in this Masechta before. And that is, do we assume that things can happen at the exact same moment, Mamish? If two animals come out of a mother, could we assume they both have Kedushas Bechar? If two animals go through the fence at the same time, could they both have Kedushas Meiser? Do we assume that? Or do we assume not? E-Efshar Letzamtzim. So that's a big discussion in Maseches Bechoros, but it comes up. Toast, Bali Toast, was all over Shas. I have big discussions. I think there was one here, right? I think there was one earlier about do you say Efshar or Yefshar? And then the question is, do we say that there's a chilek between Bidei Shemayim and Bidei Adam? Maybe Bidei Shemayim Efshar Letzamtzim, but Bidei Adam Efshar Letzamtzim. So that was a discussion we had. But Toast is here, the little Toast was Ella Zeh. That second tosis. Eilo chiyach mikam. Don't prove from here. Dafilu bidei shemayim efshar letzamtzim. What does the Gemara here say? That the pasuk is excluding a case where the mother died at the exact same moment of the birth. Hey, efshar letzamtzim. Shouldn't we prove that bidei shemayim there's efshar letzamtzim? Says tosis dekra ikla meimar. Look at this tosis. De itzrich im yavo eliyahu viyomar shebetzimtzum nasa. Oh man, the pasuk is coming to, don't prove from here that Efshar Letzamtzim. Maybe it's coming to teach me the case where Eliyahu HaNavi comes and tells me it really happened at the exact same moment. So then that's what's being excluded. Really, it's what we discussed a few days ago, that Eliyahu HaNavi can come and tell us mitzius. He can't tell us halacha. Unless it's b'derech hachmas, so not b'derech nevuah. So that's what Tosa says. Unbelievable. The Hechi Tipsi is out with Eliyahu HaNavi comes and tells me the exact same moment. Okay, that is number one. Remember the Minchas Chinuch that we discussed a few days ago, and we discussed it in Mitzvah Shir as well, that sometimes we assume Efshar Letzamtzim separate from the major sugya of Efshar and Efshar. And that is, let's say, he says this in the context of an Aveira. We know there's an Isser D'Oraisa of making the Shemana Mishcha. Isser D'Oraisa, the Shemana Mishcha that was used in the times of the Mishkan, there's an Isser D'Oraisa, Parshas Kisisa, Shalalaso Shemana Mishcha. Ask the Minchas Chinuch there in Mitzvah Kuftes, Efshar Letzamtzim. So how could you ever? The Isser is only if you use the exact same ingredients. So you'll never violate the Isser. This is an impossible Aveira to violate. Because you'll never violate Efshar Letzamtzim. Says the Minchas Chinuch, no. If there's an Isser or a Mitzvah that Dafka has a shear inherent to it, then you have to see Efshar Letzamtzim in those cases. By Kedushas Bechor, it's not inherently about a moment in time. But when it comes to this year, by matzah, why? Well, we're never yotzei matzah because Efshar Letzamtzim. We're never eating it kazayas. No, when it comes to mitzvahs and aveiros, says the Minchas Chinuch there without reading it in Kuftes, a very important Minchas Chinuch. He says we say Efshar Letzamtzim when it comes to mitzvahs that have shiurim as an inherent part of their definition. Okay, weiter says the Gemara. Should we read the Rambam? You can keep the Rambam. Okay, we'll just read the Rambam. When he quotes the Psul of Nidmeh, he calls it a Balmum. It's a big Achron to discuss. He says there's no greater Balmum than the kid looking totally different than the parents. Right? By an offspring of an animal. So a big discussion is, so what do you need a separate source for? It's Balmum. You don't need a separate to exclusion, right? Unless you say, the Mari Kirka says, you only know it's a Balmum once it's excluded from the Pasuk. The Pasuk tells me that it's a Balmum. Okay. Vaiter. Amar Rava. Let's continue. Hilchasa ki ha masnisa. The halacha is like the following. Behemadaka shabashi yad of lo achzir psula. As our Mishnah said, right? Behemadaka, the stuck out of his hand is not good. That's only by the front yad. Avo beregel, but by the regel, bein pashta velo kfafa, bein kfafa velo pashta kshera. Any movement by the regel is considered a pirkus. This is all by the daka, the small animals. Avo begasa, anything. Bein biyad, bein beregel, bein pashta v'lo kfafa, bein kfafa v'lo pashta, kshera. By gas is the most flexible, because if animal moves at all, you can consider it alive. Uba of, afila lo rifraif, el agapo, even if it only fluttered its wing a little bit. V'lo kishkesh, Ela znava, or its tail, hare ze pirkus. Right, a bird has the least, has to exhibit the least signs of life to show that it's alive. Mai kamash malan kulu tanini. We learned all of this already. What's the chiddush of this brisa? Hey, medakat vashi yadav lo achzira. Psula, shein ela tzos nefesh. We know that already. Yat in regalo. Dak in gasalo. So it's basically diyuka from the Mishnah that we know all these halachas already from the Tosefta. Answer, Oaf, it's tricha le delotznan. We need it for the line about the bird, because our Mishnah didn't speak about the bird, the oaf. Fine. Next Mishnah. Hashoche lo'obid kochavim shchita sokshera. If somebody shechs an animal for a guy, for a non-Jew, this is not avodas kochavim, avodas zara. This is, if a guy asks you, keep please shech for me, you know, I like my animal, prepared in the kosher way. So kosher style. So, you know, could you please check the animal for me? So is that and it's his animal. And then let's say he decides, you know what, keep some of it. You could have a piece. Right? So you're allowed to eat that. Is that a good shechita? He did a good meiser shechita. So shechita is a kshera, says the Tanakama, shechita is kshera. Rebbe Elazar posel, Rebbe Elazar posels. Why does Rebbe Elazar posel? As we'll see in the Gemara, because the machshava of a non-Jew, we assume is l'avodah zara, and the chiddush is that his machshava could impact your shechita. That's what we'll see. Belazar's shita is Amar Belazar. Afilu shachlo lecho lo'ovid kochavim michatzer kavit shalap psula. Even if you only have kavanah to give the non-Jew a little piece of the animal, psula. Shestam machsheves ovid kochavim lavodes kochavim. There it is in the Mishnah. The reason given. Amar Biosi. Biosi argues kavachomer advarim. Biosi says no kavachomer. Uma b'makam shamachshava poselas b'mukdashin. In a place where we see machshava causes a lot of problems, meaning kachim. There's pigol, there's shalol lishma, there's all these types of machshavas that can cause problems. And ain hakol olech ela achara oved, and yet in kachim we know that the only important machshava is the one of the oved, the kohen, not the bailim. Makom she'ein machshava poselas, b'chulin. So surely in a case, in a context of chulin, where machshavas aren't so central, so of course, somebody else's machshava shouldn't impact. So Rabbi Yossi defends the Tanakama. The machshava of a non-Jew should have no effect on the Jew, shechting. Important to Ha'ar, and that is, the Shram Sinai Balachi here discusses, what about a bracha? What about a bracha on the shechita that you're doing for a non-Jew? Discussion of in the Achronim, whether you would say a bracha in this case, if you're shechting a dafka for an Akam. Let me just find it, and then we'll finish up. The Sefer HaMa'oros, he quotes, HaShochet L'Nachri Ofo Behema Tzarech L'Varech L'Chasos Ava Bish Einanu Mitzuvim La'achilim Shchutos L'Navelos V'Trefos. And the Sefer HaMa'oros argues, Hech Yomer V'Tzivanu Ala Shchita V'Einanu Mitzuvim Ala Shchita Shalahem. So he assumes you do Shchita without without a bracha. What does this relate to? In Yonad Yoma, the Ber Hetev. What if I'm a Shochet, and it's during the 9 days, and I'm shechting for Goyim. I'm a butcher, and I give meat to Goyim. So what if it's during the 9 days, and I'm shechting only for them? So what do I do? Because the Shulchan, the Rama quotes in Tavkuf Nun Aleph, that during the 9 days, you're matzni in the sakin shel shechita. We put away the shechita knife, the Rama says. Shein shochtem kiim l'tzarach mitzvah. Chola Shabbos mila v'chulu. But in the Ber Hetev, he quotes from the Achronim, says ve'echad shemaso matano kol hashana hu limser basar l'sar kol basar shetzorach l'chol b'nei beiso mutar l'shchalo b'shabes shachal tishra b'socho ve'lo yivarech al hashchita kivan she'en Yisrael ochel mimena. And then Shus Yaakov mishi efshar, that's what he says anyway. In Yonah Dioma, whether you're shechting dafka for a guy. Continue two more lines. Hani tanoi islehu d'Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yossi. We're about to see that the Gemara is assuming that there are three opinions in the Mishnah. The first opinion in the Mishnah says that if you shechted is kasher, Rabbi Elazar passels, and then Rabbi Yossi quotes his kavachomer. So what's the difference between the first opinion and Rabbi Yossi's opinion? Sounds like the same thing. So the Gemara has assumed that it's different. Hani tanoi la'isluhud Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. They all hold like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, who says what? Titania. Even the Tanakama holds like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, which we discussed at length back in Zvachim. Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, shamati shabaylu mefaglim. That the Bailim could also have kavanah. If the Bailim have kavanah for pigol, they could be mefagel the carbon, not just the kohen. That's Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi shita. So if that's the Tanakama holds that way, so why does he say kasher here? So here we go. Mihu Tanakama savar ishamine dechashiv in ilolo. The only problem with a goy's machshav is if you heard him. If not, not. Stam machshev es ovik kochavim lavoris kochavim lo amrinan. You don't say stam is lavoris kochavim. So only if you heard him. So the Tanakama holds that you didn't hear it and therefore it's kosher. Rebbe Elazar savar avagav delo shemine, even if you didn't hear it. Dechashiv stam of machshev es ovik kochavim lavoris kochavim amrinan. You say that stam machshava is lavoris kochavim. The Aser Rabbi Yossi lemeimar, and then Rabbi Yossi comes along and argues on the whole principle. Avagav the shemini dechashiv. Even if the guy says I'm thinking l'shem avodah zarah, it still doesn't have an effect. Zem chashiv is zeh obi lo amrinan. If one person is shechting, one person is thinking, it does not have any. It doesn't have any effect. So that's the machlokas, the first version of the machlokas of the Mishnah. Just to end off with the Shaila, if you remember, the great Shaila that we discussed back in Zvachim Mem Zayin, that Rabbi Yosef Engel asked on this, and this is the basis for his Sefer, the Gvura Shmonim. It's the Kasha with 80 answers. What's his Kasha? How could you ever have, according to this Manda Amar, of Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yosef, who holds that Bailim Faglim, that if the Bailim think pigle, that could possibly up the carbon, how do you ever have a carbon sota? How could you ever have it? She'll always think pigle, that she'll never have a carbon, it'll never work. That's his kasha. That's the kasha. That's Gvura Shmonim. He asked the kasha with 80 answers. That's what we just got. I don't have my Rabbi Yosef Engel here, but he gave many answers there. Maybe one of the answers was that this sheet is only if the coin didn't think l'shma. He was only thinking stam, but if it thinks l'shma, so then it overpowers the. But either way, if you remember, that's the Gvura Shmonim's kasha. Right? He also has the Ayin Panim LaTorah. We asked another kasha with 70 answers. That's the gavus of Rabbi Yosef Engel, who could ask all of this. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and Hashem, we will continue with this tomorrow. We'll start off with the Meshech Chachma. Start off with the Meshech Chachma that has to do with Machshava, Echad Choshev, Echad Shochet. Okay.